And a very pleasant good morning. Can't have mine. That's Dylan Scott on WEIS. We're 61 degrees in center. 7:15 is the time. And thank you so very much for being with us. Please drive with care. School bus is still out and about the Weiss Lake area this morning. Let's make sure our boys and girls get to school where they need to be safely and on time. And you get to where you're going on time as well. We care about you and your safety. So please be safe out there. And we're honored to have in our studio with us this morning Ms. Jennifer Mackey with the Cherokee Extension Office. And Jennifer, thank you for coming in and visiting with us this morning. And we're talking about the something special going on across the state with Extension this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Governor Ivey, she did a proclamation for us, and what we're trying to do is promote Extension, and she declared this week as Extension Awareness Week. So what we wanted to do was come out, talk to our local people, and let them know that we're here, and we're here for the people.
All right. And you do so much in agriculture for the farm communities across the state. And this is a big week across the state, recognizing all that the Extension offices. There's one in every county.
That's right. There's one in every county.
All that they do and all the services that they provide, from 4-H to food preservation and lots more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And of course, this week has been big, and I noticed that you've been making the rounds with all the municipal offices in this county, informing them about the week.
Yes, sir. Dr. Landon Marks and I have been going out to the town council meetings, the city council meetings, and also the county commission meetings, and just reminding everybody that we're here and the services that we provide for our community, and that all of our agents are working around the clock. So anything that we can do for anybody, we're here for them to help.
And you do so much, and we talk about agriculture, and, of course, that's our food. And
right.
Food and fiber, and we've got to have it. But the Extension Office over the years has done so much in research to help develop better crops and better sustainable crops for certain areas.
Yes, sir. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring Auburn University and Alabama A&M to our rural communities, so that way, you know, you have us here locally. Our office is located on the Chestnut Bypass. We're at 1526 Chestnut Bypass here in center, and we want to be local to our people, so we're trying to bring that to our communities.
Sure, so people have access to it and to the information that they and the services that provided by Auburn through the Extension Office.
Yes, sir.
Because it's just an extension of Auburn University into the rural areas.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's a good thing. And we have a lot of things that you do. We talked about this, and, of course, do soil testing. People can make sure that their soil has the right pH and other things that are necessary for a good crop.
Yes, sir. And we have agents that can help you with that. So Auburn University will do the soil sample testing for you, and then our agents can help you read that and help you get your pH or sodium, whatever you need to do to get your fields ready for your garden or your plants, whatever you're trying to do, we can do that with you.
And people that have farm ponds, you can help with fish and the habitat there and water quality.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have agents that come out and do pond management, different things like that.
And poultry production as well.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of that in the area.
There is.
And I'm sure you're called on frequently for assistance. And also through the Gadsden State Community College, there is a poultry program.
That's right. That's right. And that is a program that they do a 2+2 that actually goes to Auburn University for the last part of that program.
And that is, again, goes back to our food. Yes. And because they produce so much of it here. And, of course, we talk about food safety, and that's teaching people how to properly handle different foods. And then, of course, food preservation that goes along with that.
That's right. And there are tons of workshops that we provide, and they provide things as far as canning goes and different things as far as, you know, what you need. We partner with our Sweet Grow Alabama, so we do our farmers markets. That's a branch off of Extension as well.
And we have two of those in the county. Center has one and Leesburg has one.
That's correct.
And that is good.
Yes.
And it's been a big help to a lot of people over the years to be able to stop by the farmer's market and pick up fresh produce. And I know Leesburg's is on Saturday, or was during the season, and center had 2 days a week.
Correct. Monday and Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, so there was 3 days a week that people could go by and pick up fresh produce at these farmers markets here in the county. But a lot of work the Extension office does, and good work and all. One of the things that I enjoyed was a pig squeal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 4-H is a big program that we have, and we just finished up our chick chain program, and pig squeal will be kicking back off right now. So a lot of the participants we've had, we're hoping that will reach back out to us because we're doing that now.
And that is good to see all those youngsters involved in raising farm animals.
Yes, sir.
And finding out about producing food on the farm.
Correct, yes.
And we grew up doing that, but now a lot of these youngsters don't have that opportunity to participate in it, and good job for 4-H for doing that. And anything else that we need to touch on other than doing the drawing? We don't want to leave anything out.
That's it. We just wanted to just get back out here and let everybody know that we're here for you, your tax dollars at work. Most of our programs are free programs to you, workshops that we do. And follow us on Facebook. We have a Cherokee County Facebook page where we post a lot of our workshops and events that are going on. And like I said, it's free to the public. And we just want to have you there. We want to provide as much education as we can for the things that you need. So really, we just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that that we're here for you.
All right. And you've been out meeting people, and of course, you were at the Fall Festival and had a big day there, and you have something you want to give away?
We do. We actually put together what we called an extension basket, and it's just got some goodies that goes along with a lot of our programs for extension. And so I've actually brought the basket with me today, if you don't mind us drawing that this morning.
We'd be delighted to.
We will mix it up and do a drawing and give that basket away. And like I said, we want to make sure that everybody knows that we've got lots of things for you. So all you have to do is just give us a call, and we can make sure we get you to the right people.
All right. Jennifer's reaching in there, and we're going to do the drawing. She stirred them up good, and we're going to find out who the winner is. And she has handed me the name, Sandra Wilkerson. Congratulations, Sandra Wilkerson. Sandra's a lucky winner of that gift basket, that goodie basket there. There you go.
Yes, sir. And what we'll do is we'll reach out to Miss Sandra, and the basket will be available to pick up at our office.
That'll be great. Well, she can come by and pick it up there. And congratulations. I know a lot of people registered for that, and it's going to be a great basket. She's going to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Jennifer, that you want to leave with the people before we cut away?
No, just letting everybody know that we appreciate the community, and we just want to be here just for the support.
And the Extension office is the address again?
It's 1526 Chestnut Bypass. We're right next door to OK Tire.
Right there on the end of that little shopping area and the row of offices and next to OK Tire. You can't miss them. Go by and visit with them. And if they need to call you, your number?
It's 256-927-3250.
Thank you for coming in and being with us. Jennifer Mackey of the Cherokee County Extension Office.